Hey guys, how you living? Are you doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. So in this episode, I honestly just kind of had a little conversation with Liz in the YouTube chat there, but I was mainly just talking about this gig that we did today and just being a little exhausted, and then people just talking over other people and doubting myself and people doubting themselves. And then I gave Liz some pointers on doing a podcast or just basically streaming or doing a vlog or a blog or something like that. And it was basically just a little chat. And I'm going to go ahead and let you know that this episode may not be the top of the heap when it comes to content or when it comes to being interesting or whatever for you. It might not be. And that's my fault. Forgive me for that. It's just been a long day, man. Did two gigs today, so I was on stage for a total of allotted 7 hours, and I was probably breaking for breaking for an hour and a half of those 7 hours. So there's that. And now the Braves are giving up runs to the Mets with two outs. All we got to do is get out of this, man. I'm sorry. You guys don't give a shit about that. Anywho, I did talk about Tiger Woods winning the Masters a little bit and what that means and how sports are just great. I forgot about that. I did talk about that a little bit. So you'll be hearing that. But anyway, please go to the Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, at MI Stuff Podcast on all the fronts. Just add the number one for Twitter, at MI Stuff Podcast, the number one on Twitter. And just simply at MI Stuff Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Also, I have a tip jar set up inside the YouTube description if you guys are interested in that at all. It's not necessary, just literally if you're interested and you want to help out, that's where you can do it. Also, please click subscribe on the YouTube page. I really enjoy going live or being able to go live whenever I want to, and I'm not able to now because they've upped the threshold of people who are allowed to go live on mobile to 1,000 subscribers. So until I get 1,000 subscribers, I'm not going to be able to go live on mobile. And Brother Jamie Deluxe has offered me one of his other channels that has over 1,000 subscribers. And I appreciated the offer, but I want to do this all on my own. I appreciate all of his help, and he's done a lot to help me out. And I appreciate all of the listeners that I've gained from his channel and viewers I've gained from his channel. And I'm very grateful to all of you guys for sliding over to my channel as well. And I appreciate all the help, but I just want to do this on my own, and we'll get there. What's up, DBT? How come you don't got no ranch? How come you don't got no ranch? I got you that ranch, DBT. But yes, I really appreciate all of you guys for coming over to this channel, and we'll get there. We'll get there. I'll get to that 1,000. Get to that 1,000 subscriber thing over the course of the next year, I'm sure. We'll keep releasing decent content and try not to get here and be exhausted and talking to you like a fucking zombie for an hour and then getting out. I'm going to try to not do that so much, but yeah. Anywho, let's see. I got 20 seconds left before the audio picks up. Just be a good person. Don't be a shitty person. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Without further ado, episode number 124 of In My Stuff. Enjoy, motherfuckers. All right. So, we made it. So, Liz, MI Stuff. MI is Merle's Inlet. I live in Merle's Inlet, and this podcast started off as... and for those of you listening on audio... I'm talking to my friend Liz here in the YouTube chat. The podcast started off as a sports podcast. Me and a bunch of my friends would just talk sports, and it was a Merle's Inlet Sports Nerds. So I made all of the art as like Merle's Inlet Sports, and all the website was MIS Nerds. and or the email address was MISNerds, and I was having trouble getting people to come on and talk sports with me. But I had a few other people that are like, if you want to talk about something that's not sports, then I'm happy to do that. So I decided that we were going to change it up to Merle's Unlit Stuff and change the name from Merle's Unlit Sports to Merle's Unlit Stuff. So after a while of doing Merle's Unlit Stuff, one of my buddies, Tyler Brown, who has been, he's very good friends with Jamie as well. He made the art for the MI Stuff art with my face at the bottom. He made that, he made the art for the podcast. So he did that. And I just wanted to talk. I just wanted to talk to people about normal things. And I wanted to have, I honestly just wanted to have a podcast, to be honest with you, because I was doing one with a few other people called the Sunset Grill. And we were doing like dark, creepy shit, like conspiracy theories, Mandela effect, Las Vegas shooting. What else? I mean, we dabbled in the Pizzagate a little bit, and we were just doing all kinds of stuff like that. But I sort of got my fill of all of that because Noah, you guys remember Noah from the first episode that I did with Jamie. Noah showed up halfway through, and if you guys watched that episode, I know the audio wasn't great there at the beginning, and Noah's microphone was just kind of annoying, but when Noah came in, he kind of just like sort of took over, you know, and that's sort of how it was with the podcast every time that he was involved. So I just kind of like felt like I just want to, and I like all that shit too, Liz. I'm not as into it as Noah was, the co-host of that show. And so anyway, yeah, I just kind of got to the point where I was like, I really want to do my own thing. I want to kind of talk about my own stuff and things that are relevant to me and my life. And when I started doing that, my buddy Tyler, who made the art, said, why don't you just change it to MI Stuff and call it My Stuff? Like, because you're talking about, like, you're pretty much just telling a lot of your stories. And in the beginning, I was telling just a bunch of stories. And that's all it was just me telling stories about myself. And that was pretty cool. But let me turn this off. Getting Snapchats. Snapchats. But yeah, I'm getting... I was just getting fed up with having to rely on somebody else to do that. So I wanted to talk about, just tell my story basically in the beginning of when I quit drinking. And I wanted to have basically something that I could look back on to find out where I came from, basically like, emotionally, because I was going through a really dark time. And I've said this a pretty good bit, in the podcast that I had a coke problem. And I stopped doing coke, and I needed to replace that with something. So I used the podcast for that, and I just started telling my story. I started talking, and that's how it worked out. So Tyler gave me the idea, you should change it to MI Stuff so that you can call it My Stuff. But MI Stuff is just how it's turned out to be, and that's what it's going to be. But anyway, now that we've gotten that explanation, I appreciate you asking that, Liz, and I appreciate you hanging out with me. I'm watching the Braves play the Mets. We're up on them 5-1 right now. I had a rough day. If you guys saw in Jamie's, it's absolutely therapy, Liz. 100%. This is my therapy. I'm not gonna pay to go talk to another human when I can just literally talk myself through these issues that I have. And I had a conversation the other day before I moved forward. I had a conversation the other day with someone who said that, you know, I just don't like listening to podcasts where people just get on and they just complain about their lives and just talk about themselves. And I said, well, you know, and then they described to me the podcasts that they like to listen to. And most of the podcasts that these people like to listen to that say they don't like that style of podcast, they want to hear shit with that's got a lot of sound bites and just sounds like TV with like just a bunch of extra frilly stuff. And I personally, I just like the conversation. I like the talking and whatnot and the banter back and forth. And I'm very strange. I would have music playing in the background and stuff, but I get very distracted with music easily. So I would find it hard to talk about things that I want to get out of my mind. And absolutely, Liz, when people aren't perfect, that's when you start breaking into real honesty. And that's my main thing, is just being honest. I just want people to be honest and be truthful, and I want that, so therefore I do that in my own life and in this podcast. So, where was I going with that? Anyway, that's beside the point. I had a lot. If you guys are watching the Jamie's channel, or I'm sorry, I know I'm stumbling over my words and shit and struggling right now. I haven't even smoked anything. I'm just exhausted today. If you guys watch Jamie's stream today, where he showed up at where we were playing, I was tired. There was this guy there. Oh, shit. So, all right. So, we played this thing today called, my band Cornbread, we played this thing called the Poochamania, I think it was called. And a bunch of dogs all over the place, And there was this one guy who had this camper full of, like, I don't know, however many dogs. There were a bunch of dogs. And he had them out doing like little tricks and things like that. And I mean, of course, one would think that's so cute, but what did this guy do to these dogs to get them to do these things? And it really freaked me out. And somebody was like, I'm disgusted at what that camper must smell like. And I was like, bet it smells like peanut butter. Absolutely, Liz. Cornbread. That's right. But yeah, we were playing with Cornbread today, and I did that, and there was this guy, the comic guy, he had a PA system as well, and every single time we would try to start playing music, this dude would say something else on the microphone, and we were just like, dude, can somebody please get this guy to, like, calm down, shut the fuck up a little bit? The smell would be awful. But yeah, can we please get this guy to shut the fuck up a little bit? And finally, we got a dude to shut the fuck up. And after we started playing music and like taking over the PA system and everything, taking over the sound of the yard, basically, if you will, he said something else like that wasn't funny. And he's supposed to be a comedian. So I was like, dude, I'm gonna roast this guy. Like, I'm gonna not necessarily roast him. I was just like, I'm gonna do better jokes than he's got. And I did a few jokes about dogs. I don't even remember them now, but they were pretty funny. Anyway, we finished that gig. We got there at noon. We got there at about 11:30, but we started playing at noon. So that means today at 12 o'clock, we started playing music, and I just got done about an hour ago. And I had... Let's see, after we got broke down and I dropped off Adam and got to the house to sit down for, I don't know, 30 or 45 minutes, and then I had to get back up and go back to Drunken Jack's and do another gig. Sorry, I had to do a patch in there on the audio. Some reason my audio has been like, I think that when it's recording audio and doing video at the same time, I think it just gets a little confused, and I have to go and patch it in. But anyway... So, yeah, I had to get back up and go to Drunken Jack's and do another gig, which was fine because the life of a rock star. Maybe the life of a rock star. I don't think it's that prevalent. See, when I think rock star, I think, like, just drugs and sex and rock and roll and all that stuff. And I'm just like, that's not who I am anymore. But yes, I guess you could say so. Just I've chosen this life. I don't know. I bet that if I were to do real work, like a real job when I used to do like actual labor, I would probably be this tired every day. But I can't do regular labor. And I mean, I just, it's not for me. I can't reason making money for somebody else. I can't reason making somebody else rich just because I am, how do you say... just because I'm a good employee, I'm a good worker, I don't want to make somebody else rich off of that. If I want to make anybody rich, it's going to be me. Or just make anybody money, period. I just don't like making other people money or feeling like people are making other people are making money off of me. I want to be the one to make money off of me. I just feel weird about that. But anyway, right, 100%, Liz, need to exercise. I absolutely need to exercise. And I'm sure that over the summer I'll shed some pounds just because of playing in the heat and being outside and sweating and all this stuff. And I'm sure that that'll occur, but it would be nice if I would get some motivation one day to get off my ass and just maybe take a walk, do a lap, ride the bike around the block or something like that. Just do anything physical, anything that would get my heart rate up. I mean, honestly, I need to figure that shit out. But anyway, yes, so if I were to do manual labor, I'm sure I would be this tired. But I did the 12 o'clock. We did 12 to like 1:30, 12 to 1:15, and then we broke until like 45 and went back on. Absolutely getting old. We're getting absolutely old. I feel old already. I'm only 32, but I feel much older than everybody else my age because, one, I drank a lot, and I got a lot of living in those 32 years. And two, just being big, just being overweight is so strenuous on your body. It makes you older than you really are. But anyway, fuck the man. Anyway, yes. So we did that gig, and it went pretty well. You guys saw with Jamie. Jamie got there right at the end of our first set, and we took about 30 and then got back up, and we stopped a little bit earlier than we were scheduled to just because the dog comic, no, that's exactly what he was a dog comic, was getting set back up, and he was doing all this, getting ready to do all this nonsense with these dogs, and I'm sketched out by him because I just see these dogs, all these dogs, and he's got one of them in like his little tutu that's like dancing around in circles, and I'm like, I know this motherfucker just like rubs peanut butter on his shit, and it's like, I'm sorry to put that image in your head, but I just feel like that's what this guy does. And that led me to another thing. People who have excessive amounts of dogs. Now, there's one person who listens to the podcast, Brother Summit. I know Summit listens to the podcast, Summit Patel, and he was one of my best friends in the area. He lives in Atlanta now, and he had a grooming company, like a boarding and grooming, a grooming and boarding business here. And he had a shitload of dogs. So I'll understand it if somebody has a shitload of dogs, if they're like taking them in to keep them out of like, keep them from being fucking killed, then that's great. But the way that this guy's got a lot of dogs is just strange, where he's like using them in this show and this act. And I'm not, maybe he does. Maybe he is a good guy. Maybe he loves these dogs and they have a great life. But I'm just saying, this just seemed like the kind of guy who would, who just keeps a jar of peanut butter close by when those dogs are around. Strange. Anyway, we finished the gig a little early, let him do his thing, and then there was another band, Miracle Max and the Pet Monsters, and they're very good. They do 80s covers, and we're all cover bands. Like you guys saw Cornbread, we do covers. We do a few originals, but mostly covers. That's what makes money around here, and I love being an artist and being creative and writing and doing original music, but I also very much love money, and it kind of takes a little bit of that to survive down here. So, you know, gotta do what you gotta do. But Max and those guys do covers of 80s music, and they dress up, they dress the part, they do like they dress like people did in the 80s, and they do 80s songs, and it's really cool. It's really fun. They're a cool, fun party band. And anyway, they got up right after us, and I got off stage. I didn't even say bye to nobody, but me and Adam both. I said bye to my buddy Scott Mann, who's also been on the podcast, and I was like, tell Smitty we said bye. Got in the car, and got heading this way. But the coolest thing that happened, and I know that there's probably not a lot of sports people in here. One of the coolest things that happened is I got in the car and Adam looks at his phone and he's like, dude, Tiger Woods just won the Masters. And I know that this doesn't mean anything. 80s music is the best, Liz. I know this doesn't mean anything to anybody else. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I just saw something wild on ESPN. This dude just got bum rushed at first. Whew. Dude, he got stuck. Anyway, Tiger Woods won the Masters today. And that is probably top three greatest stories in sports history, and not necessarily just sports, just regular history, just any somebody who's been down on their luck for a really long time. Yeah, he made some mistakes, but he pulled through these things and I guess he made his peace with the universe, because he's finally wearing a green jacket again today, and I'm really stoked that he got to do so. He deserved it. It's good for the game of golf. It's good for all of that. But the gematria, I don't know how to say that. Gematria guy said it's all fixed. I'm sure it is all fixed. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it all being fixed. But it's fun. And I was telling Adam on the way home, I was like, man, this is why sports are great. Because the feeling that I got just by knowing that this guy won this golf tournament was so much greater than the feeling I would have got if he wouldn't have. And I know that I'm not the only one in the world. I know that it probably helped a lot of people's day go a little bit better. I am a huge sports fan. I really am. And that's why I felt like it would be easier to have a sports podcast, but it's easy to talk about those things. But I don't want to be confined to just one demographic. I want to be able to bring them over, Liz. I've got I label them all differently, but I still do sports episodes. I still do sports talks. As a matter of fact, Liz, you remember when I got swatted? Whenever I got swatted, I was actually in the middle of a sports talk. I was doing a sports episode. Like, if you watch that video, we're talking about the March Madness NCAA tournament, and that's when all that shit goes down. So yeah, I still do the sports talks. Send them over. Anybody who wants to listen to me ramble about whatever kind of sports is going on, send them over. But anyway, Augusta ended the way that I wanted it to, and that's about all I need to say about that. But yes, I realized, man, that's why sports are so great, because it changed the way that I felt. It changed the rest of my day. I could have had a rough day, because everything was pointing for me to have a rough day. And I'm not saying it was great, but listen, Tiger Woods getting to put that jacket on again, and me being able to watch the video of him sinking a putt and doing the fist pumps and grabbing his son and just like fighting off tears the entire time because he's a man. And all the hubbies of Jamie's women. Yes, send me all the husbands. Yeah, send me all the husbands for sports talks. That sounded awful. Don't send me all the husbands, really. That sounded bad. We don't get down like that. But anyway, yeah. That's why they're great. That's why they're great, because they change the way you feel. And they altered my personality for a little while. And oh yeah, well now you know why. Listen, I'll tell you, Liz, this was great for any sports fan, just because this was the first time in a very long time that Tiger Woods was part of the last group to go out. So the person who is in the lead is part of the last group to play. So that whenever it comes down to the end, whenever they get to the 18th hole, they're the only ones playing. And that way all the attention can be focused on them. And Tiger Woods is, in the last 20 years, the biggest name in the sport. And he had all eyes on him at that last moment. And just to be able to come through and just produce in that moment is unreal. It was nice to see him being Tiger again, because I didn't give a shit about golf until Tiger Woods came along. And I still don't give a shit about golf unless he's playing. I truly don't. I don't give a fuck about golf. It don't matter to me at all. And the guy who came in second, Dustin Johnson, is a friend of mine. He hangs out at the bar down the road here. The guy who came in second in the tournament, he's from Myrtle Beach. He's lived here. I've hung out with him at the bar that I just left a while ago. But he's a cool guy. But anyway, I don't want to give up. I do want to just congratulations, brother Tiger Woods, and winning you a green jacket. Very, very, very proud of you. If you ever watch this, you'll know that I think that. But I was thinking that I would talk about that guy who did the comic, who did the dog comedy. Oh, man, that's a bummer. That's a bummer, Liz. I hate to hear that. Yeah, I'm sure that this means a lot to him, especially in that situation. Oh, there's nothing wrong with hating sports, Liz. There's nothing wrong with, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I don't expect anybody to feel the same way that I do about these things. I just say how I feel and move on. But anywho, this guy who was doing the dog comedy, the puppy comedy or whatever, he was getting snarky. He was getting real snarky with our guy Scott Mann. Just it seemed like it was a joke. It seemed like he knew what he was doing. And maybe because he's trying to be, maybe he's trying to be funny. Maybe he's trying to be one of those comics where maybe he's trying to just, I don't know. Maybe he thought it was funny to keep talking when we were trying to get on with our work and do our job. And it wouldn't have bothered me so much if it wasn't at noon. Like I'm not awake at those times. Like, I don't wake up at noon. I don't wake up until there's three digits on the clock again. Like, I get past the 8, 9, 10, or I get past the 8 and 9, 10, 11, 12, and then at 1 o'clock on, that's when I get out of bed. I mean, shit, might not be the same tomorrow, because I'm sure I'm going to be going to bed pretty soon after this. But anyway, this dude was being really fucking weird and really strange, just trying to keep talking. And I was like, is that, do I do that? I noticed I got a little ill today when I was talking, and I was just saying, I was talking about, I did a Cliff Clavin impression, and Cliff Clavin from Cheers. I don't know if, well, that's probably accurate, Liz. Cliff Clavin on, Cheers, if you guys are familiar with Cheers. Hey, little known fact. And you know, I said something about Jeopardy. And then I was talking about, Alex Trebek said that, you know, he's got some health issues coming up and he's not going to be able to do Jeopardy for much longer. And he was wondering who would be a perfect person to take his place. And I said, Ken Jennings is the obvious choice, I think. And I know that has nothing to do with what we're doing here, what I was just talking about until now, because in the middle of me saying that, Smitty just starts beating on a drum and shit like that. And I'm like, dude, like, I'm kind of like, I understand it. It's like, we're here to play music and I'm kind of like talking, but I've always done that. And I got a little ill. I was like, dude, like, what do you want to play? Like, you tell me what you want to play. You're already hitting the drum. Like, you've obviously got something in your mind you want to do. Let's do something. And then he says some band that we don't even know. Like, I'm sure he might have texted us this song a while back. It's nothing that we know. And I was just like, dude, like, I'm like having, like, talking to the people over here, and you're kind of like fucking up my what I got going on a little bit. Now, I was just a little ill about that, but that's fine. It's not, it was just a situational thing, this to where I was just tired and awake when I'm normally not awake, and that kind of threw me off a bit. But Yeah. So I was like, I wonder if I do that. I wonder if it's just like somebody else is trying to do something. And then I just like try to butt in and like try to steal the spotlight and try to make a joke about something or whatever. Fuck them. Right. I wonder if I'm like that. I wonder if that's like if other people would look at me like I looked at that guy. And I do that a lot. I just wonder too much about that kind of shit. I wonder too much about whether or not I'm doing the right things or not. But I think that's healthy. I think it's healthy for people to wonder if they're doing the right thing or not all the time. I think it's healthy to constantly wonder if or not you're doing the right thing. And I guess that I've thought for so long that I was so much different than everybody else just because I've sort of built that persona to where I really am a lot different from a lot of people in how I act and how I do things. And I just wonder, I guess I'm getting to the point now, what I mean is that I'm realizing that I have a lot in common with a lot of other people, that I doubt myself all the time. Like I doubt how people see me, and I doubt, you know, my abilities in a lot of situations outside of music and such. I don't ever doubt my abilities in music, and I know that sounds cocky or whatever you want to say about it, but it's the only thing I've ever just understood and been really, really good at, and I don't have to think about it. I don't have to worry about it. I think so too. I think we always think that we're different, and I think that in their own way, everybody is different. In their own way, everybody has their own quirks and their own little weird things. And I doubt everything I do as well. I just not necessarily everything. Like if it doesn't involve music, I doubt it. I'm always like wonder if I could do this better, or wonder if I could do this differently, or if I would be more successful at this particular thing if I tried this approach instead of this one. And I'm constantly tinkering with things like that, and I do the process of elimination every time with everything that I have going on in my life. Like everything that I do, I have tried a dozen different fucking ways of doing it, and I'll choose the best one. But my problem is when I find the best way to do that thing, I then try to spread the word. You know, I try to let everybody else know. Oh shit, scratching my arm. I'm sunburnt. Damn. But I realize I feel like it's my job then to spread the word that I have figured out the right way to do this. Like I've tried several different ways. Now I've figured out what's easiest so I can help you. I can save you time. I can make your life easier by just doing this thing my way. And I say my way as in like the way that I've found that is the easiest to do it. But that just means it's easiest for me that way. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be easier for somebody else that way. And I know that I have a problem with that. I know I have a really bad problem, have a really hard time not letting somebody learn from a mistake. I have a really hard time, or I really just want to, we are our hardest critics. I really just want to help people have an easier go at this life thing. And I think in doing that, I end up pushing them away more than I would like. And I really have been trying to do different over the last couple of, honestly, probably the last year and a half, trying to do a lot better. But I still find myself sometimes just falling back into that, trying to explain something to somebody that they don't really need an explanation for. But then again, I'm really just explaining something to them for them to understand where I'm coming from, not for me to try to convince them to do this thing my way. I just want to let them know why I do it my way so they're not looking at me like a fucking idiot. That's my biggest fear, is that somebody looks at me like an idiot. I don't want to be thought of as a fool or thought of as a dummy. That's the biggest fear I have. I have had a long couple years. Is that really? Oh. That's a neighbor. I thought it was rain. Dude, it was pouring rain a while ago. When I first got home, I have had a very long couple of years. It slows down so much whenever you stop. Whenever I stop drinking, I say when you stop drinking. I need to stop doing that. I need to start speaking for myself instead of talking at people. I have had a long couple of years. Wow, that was some slice of pizza. Some Domino's leftovers. But yeah, it's been a pretty long couple of years. But thankfully, I've got a log of it here. I have a log of my last couple of years in the podcast. And I've gone back and I've done so many different episodes. And I've said the same thing that I've said in so many other different episodes. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to drop a link here in the chat to the podcast. Oh man, we dropped out of the hundreds. We've dropped into the 100s in the rankings on my podcast twice over the last month. See, that's the thing. Nobody will say stuff like that to your face, Liz. Nobody will say stuff like that. And not only that, I'm a giant. Most people don't say things to my face at all. You absolutely should, Liz. If you want my advice, I would, if I were you, do you ever get to drive by yourself, like you're in your car alone? Or that's when I started doing this thing, was just in my car by myself. I would just set my voice recorder and I would just talk, and I'll be like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm a giant 100%. But if I were to do this, you know, on this level right here, there's a base hit for Atlanta Braves. Get that. That's going to bring a run home. That's 6-1, baby. Take that. Forgive me. I'm sorry. But yes, if I were to start doing this podcast professionally and I wanted to, you know, make a go at it, how would it work out? And I would just set my voice recorder on my phone while I was driving. And now with all the technology and shit, you can be in your car talking and people think you're just on the phone. So they don't think you're crazy or that you're talking to yourself when that's really what you're doing. But you're just talking to yourself. And that's where I would if I were you, Liz, only just because that was my path. That's the path that I took. Your path may be completely different than mine, but that's something that was comfortable for me. I know that when I'm driving, pay attention to me, deja vu. Yeah, right. But when I'm driving, I don't really think too much about anything else. Like, it doesn't take a lot of brain power to drive for me. So it's sort of like when you're in the shower thoughts. There's another thing too. I started talking in the shower. I would set my phone to record and just talk in the shower and just record shower thoughts. And that's really the first, you know, two different ways that I would start doing that. But it was all with the phone. It was all with the, you know, no problem, Liz. Anything I could do to help, I'd be more than happy to. But yeah, that's the anybody has the ability to do that. If you have a phone, a smartphone, any kind of ability to record anything, then that's all you need. And you can upload from your phone, or you don't even have to upload. You could listen to it and go through it a couple times and listen to what you've done, and you might not be happy with it. You might not think that it's for you, but at least then you'll know. But I think that everybody should do this. Would they? You think so? Your kids will freak out. I'm in a unique situation to where I'm one of the few people who are in my circle of friends that don't have kids. And nothing against anybody who has kids at all, but I am just so happy with my choices. Just, I am so, I don't know, I would just not be able to, I don't know, mom's talking to herself again. How old are you kids, Liz? Just maybe you could explain to them what's going on, or just, I don't know, just personally, if you are interested in doing something like this at all, then 100%, yeah, don't brag, sorry. But I really am so, I love so hard. I do whatever I want when I want, Liz. That's what it's like. I don't have to ask anybody what I'm going to do. I don't have to tell anybody what I'm going to do. I just do it. And there's no consequences. Oh, wow. So, yeah, you'll be fine. Just tell them that you're going to be talking to yourself. Listen, after four kids, Liz, you might get away with just being crazy talking to yourself. So it might just be normal. Let them think you're crazy. That might come into play. You'll never have to ask them twice to do things. It's like, yeah, she's crazy, man. We might better do this. But seriously though, I love so hard. That's why I stay out of a relationship, and just try to just stay away from the possibility of not being single anymore, because I love so hard. I get so into relationships, and I don't think that I could cut that off for kids. I don't think that I could cut that off. I wouldn't let them do anything. I would be so scared that they would go out into the world and something would happen. I would coddle them too much, and I would create a little monster. I just don't think that the human that I would create would be, I don't know, I feel like I would just mentally scar these kids. I think I would mentally scar my own child just because of, I think I would smother them. I just don't think that I don't think I could help but to smother them. And I know what that's like because my mom 100% did that to me after she found out I was going to be getting a pretty good bit of money and when I turned 18, which I've told that story before. I think I actually told that story in the Why I Quit Drinking and Depression episode. Married almost 20 years. I could not do it. That's another thing too. Like maybe I could one day. Maybe one day I'll get to the point where I'm like, you know, maybe I don't enjoy sleeping in the middle of my bed, sprawled out with the entire bed to myself. Or maybe I don't enjoy never having to wait for the bathroom or only having to take care of myself. And maybe I'm just like that. Maybe one day I'll get fed up of all of this freedom that I have in my life and think that, okay, maybe I do want to share this thing with somebody else. I noticed that too, Liz. I noticed a lot of people my age are like this. They're just very independent, very, how do you say? Just they don't need anything other than what they have right in front of them. They very be here now, very live life while it's in front of you, and I don't really have to worry about, yeah, beer geniuses. Oh yeah, that was me for sure, and I just feel like we're getting to the point to where, for me personally, it's like, I like you so much, I want to bring the government into this relationship. Does not seem appealing to me. If I ever do get married, I will marry the kind of girl that won't mind getting married at the courthouse, because that's where I'll be getting married. If I ever get married, it'll be at the courthouse. A lot of people tell me that, Liz. A lot of people say travel, but I just don't have the desire to do that. Maybe one day I'll look back and wish that I had. But I just don't have the desire to go in. I have all of this freedom. I can go and do all this. But I made this point today at the gig. I'm in a unique situation in where I live in a tourist town, and so many people from all these different places do end up coming here. So I can pick up a lot of different cultures just by staying here, and I've noticed that too, Liz. There's a few friends that I have that are 100% like that, that are just fine with, you know, this is just our world. This is how it works. This is how it's going to be. This is how things go, and they're totally fine with that, and I'm fine with that. And what makes me not fine with it is when my friends around me act like I'm missing, or not necessarily missing out on something, because I guess I am. That's great. There's nothing in the world wrong with that. Listen, I love all people, no matter what skin color. Anybody who wants to work hard, any human who lives a good life and does a good thing, that's all what I love. I love all of that. But anyway, just being in this place where all these different cultures come here and they don't want a wife to stay at home and not contribute at 100%. I noticed that people just have a problem with not I want to say this right, and I know I say that a lot. A lot of my friends will say something. Yes, they do, 100%. There's a few exceptions, but for the most part, you're 100% right, Liz. I think that people have a problem with other people living their lives differently than they would live theirs, and I'm not innocent in this. You're not fucking useless, Liz. You've created four humans. That counts for a lot. I mean, women don't really have to do a whole hell of a lot. You are responsible for 100% of the creation of humans on this earth. Not by yourself, granted, but you're not fucking useless. And I'm not. Don't come down on me with any kind of feminist stuff either. Anybody who hears this later, saying women don't have to do much because they create humans. Don't. Try to twist those words. You guys, I'm pretty sure that anybody who hears this will know what I mean. And if they don't, and if they misunderstand me, then they were going to misunderstand me anyway. So who cares? But my friends I feel like a lot of my friends look down on me as a lesser person because, you don't know shit yet. You ain't got no kids. You ain't got no real job. You ain't got this, blah, blah, blah. And I know I've said that before, and I don't really care how they feel, because I'm going to live my life the way I'm going to live it no matter what. But wonder why that is. Wonder why people have such a hard time seeing other people around them live their lives differently than I would live mine, or differently than they would live theirs. No, you didn't. Not at all. No, not at all. I'm not. There's nobody to get me in trouble. I answer to no one. I answer to myself. There's no trouble here. That's why I love my life. I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't have to answer to. I do what I want, and I live my life like I want. There was a long time when I did that harder than I do now. Like, I would just call and say, I don't want to do this gig today. Can you get me a cover? Can you find somebody to play this gig? And I would just deal with my agent yelling at me. All right, Liz, good to see you. Love you back. See you over in Jamie's chat. Tell the hubby to come watch some sports talk with me sometime. But yeah, just knowing that I have, just knowing that I have these people in my life that would think that I'm a lesser person just because I don't have kids or, you know, families or wives or anything like that. It's just preposterous just because I chose a different life. And I think most of them are just jealous. Thank you, Liz. Appreciate that. Good talk. I'm actually getting out of here pretty soon too. I'll be doing another episode on Tuesday with a friend of mine named Adrian. She's going to come in and we're going to talk about service industry and how everybody should work service industry, at least for a little bit. Everybody should work a little bit of service industry just to see how the world is. Something's going on. But anyway, that actually might be a good place to call it, because I'll just be bleeding into stuff that I've already talked about in episodes past that a lot of the listeners have heard already. And I'm going to go ahead and say this in the intro as well, whenever I get around to doing that for the audio, that I'm sorry, I'm out of it. I know this might not have been the most glorious content that you've heard, or the most intriguing content that I've had. But it is Sunday, and I do owe you an episode. And not only that, but I've been doing really good lately about streaming midweek, you know, trying to keep in touch with the YouTubers and the subscribers. And I have been neglecting that just because I've been so damn busy, and I've been playing so much music lately, and I realize that I'm going to have to get used to maybe cranking out content whenever, sometimes when I don't feel like it. Not I don't feel like it now, it's just I'm exhausted, and I'll be getting over that soon. Once I hit a good stride, and I'll be used to it, you know. Give me a couple more weeks. And also, I have not forgotten about In My Stuff Radio. That's 100% going to be a thing. We're going to be doing that. It's just taking me a little extra to get the things lined up, because I want to actually get written permission from the artists, or like just digital confirmation. I just want to have some sort of thing where I can prove, like, hey, I have permission to play this music from each person. So I'll be reaching out individually to those artists to see who's gonna allow me to play their music on the MI Stuff Radio. But that's definitely gonna be coming. Like I said, on Tuesday we'll be doing another episode with Adrian, and Adrian's great. One of my favorite people in the world. She's actually my number one best friend on Snapchat. And let's see, who else do we got? Brother Patrick is going to be coming back in soon to do another episode. I think James Phillips is going to be coming back in to do another episode soon. Me and Jamie are going to be getting back together. I know that it's just been busy for me, and he's been doing the vacation thing and just getting back in the groove of things. So once our schedules can line up, we're going to be doing that. And that actually might happen a little earlier on. We might do a double up on Tuesday and try to get a little Brian Jordan and Jamie Deluxe action in here before me and Adrian do our talk. But that's all going to be happening soon. I'm going to redo all this in the intro, but just in case you sped past it, I wanted to get all that for you. Also, please subscribe to all of the pages, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. What are the other pages? You can go to the Podomatic and subscribe to us on Apple iTunes. Subscribe to us on Spotify, or follow us, whatever they do on Spotify. Follow us, subscribe. Google Play, I'm pretty sure we're on there. So yeah, if you guys want to listen to the podcast, there's no reason for you not to. If anybody else wants to listen to it, there's no reason for them not to. Share it with them. Alright, audio folks, I'm going to go ahead and slide out of here and get this intro done so that I can rest up for the gig tomorrow. I got a single tomorrow. I had a double today. Doubles are just murder. And yep, tomorrow I got a pretty quick gig, a little 3-hour, and then I get a whole day to myself on Tuesday. So that's going to be going on. But Anyway, audio folks, I love you. I mean it. Audio folks, go to the YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube page, please. Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube. Subscribe to that. If you want to see all of these things you've been hearing and you haven't yet, please go to the YouTube and subscribe to us. You can watch me do these talks. I've got them all the way back from episode 16. Episode 16 on have all been done with video as well. So, please do that. And be a good person. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. I love you. I mean it. Peace, bitches.